This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
On Twitter, at Rich Scioli. I just watched his rally in Georgia, and he's promising to bring back American jobs, American manufacturing jobs. By the way, we're streaming live on YouTube right now. You get to see the Scioli home studio, and I'm wearing my Philly shirt in honor of the fact that we are the National League East champs. Oh, yeah, baby. That was a great game last night. Got to watch it with Patrick and Bridget, and we were excited, so excited. And then I had to understand how it was we were able to be in the World Series, even though we weren't the National League East champs the last time. That was explained to me. Remember, not a sports guy. This is why you never have to worry about me leaving for sports talk radio, okay? All I know is the Phils had a great night. I'm feeling good. You're feeling good. I'm representing, all right? That's how we're doing this. So we're going to stream live on YouTube today. Thank you for being here. Got a big show. Scott Pressler's coming on. He flipped Luzerne County. Luzerne County is now red. He's flipping counties everywhere from blue to red with voter registration. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. So I was watching Trump. I was watching this whole thing that he was doing in Georgia, this rally. And I was like, this guy's having a great time. That's my first observation. Second observation is he is saying exactly what he needs to say, which is that he's going to bring back American manufacturing and American jobs. That's what he's going to do. Good. Good for him. That's it. That's the money shot right there. And also in Pennsylvania, talking about, we got this big, beautiful Marcellus shale under our feet. Let's tap it. Let's use it. Let's create liquid natural gas export facilities. And he said, let's lift the ban on liquid natural gas. I still can't believe this. And by the way, and I said this yesterday on Dana Perino's podcast, do me a favor. Would you please listen to it? Download it. Like it. Because then Dana will know that I'm a popular guest and she'll have me back on. So it's Perino on Politics. We had a great chat. Also on there was a guy from North Carolina who's an expert on what's going on down in that race who said all the nonsense around the guy running for governor, it's not going to affect Trump in any way, shape, or form. So I think it was a very, very enjoyable conversation. It's only like a half hour. So I'm asking you to do that for me, all right? Someday that day may never come. You may ask a favor of me, but I'm asking that favor of you. Anyway, I said yesterday, the thing about fracking is it's not just about not ending fracking. It's about Trump's going to invest in fracking and make sure that fracking grows as an industry and have liquid natural gas export facilities in Pennsylvania. And Dana and I both said, isn't it amazing with all of Kamala Harris's flip-flops and everything else? She hasn't flip-flopped on that and come out and said, we need to end the ban on liquid natural gas exports. It's just that she's a bad candidate. And a major breaking story right before it came on the air today, she came out and said she wants to end the filibuster when it comes to Roe v. Wade. And as a consequence now, she just lost Joe Manchin's support. That's right. She wants to consolidate power. That's what these people do. It's what they love to do. I've been saying for years, if you've been part of the Scioli Army since day one, like that backdrop, by the way? Nice, right? If you've been part of the Scioli Army from day one, or if you're just joining us, thank you. The ranks are growing every day. I feel so blessed. It's great to have you here. I've been saying what their master plan is, their ultimate master plan, is to make Puerto Rico a state, D.C. a state, get four more Democrat senators, and then kill the filibuster and just have complete and utter control over the U.S. Senate and have no way for Republicans to do anything and just have complete control. And Kamala Harris said the quiet part out loud today, ending the filibuster just when it comes on to Roe. No. They want to end the filibuster on everything. Now, whether I don't think it was a gaffe, that's really what they want to do. That's their plan. That's their master plan. But I'll come back to that. So Trump's in Georgia and he's talking about jobs, manufacturing jobs. And here's the key. He says we are going to bring companies back to America because we're only going to charge them a 15% corporate tax rate if they manufacture in America. That's huge. He also talked about creating a manufacturing czar, but he didn't really use the word czar, but a manufacturing ambassador is the word he used, because czar is a stupid word the Democrats use. A manufacturing ambassador who's going to go out around the world and recruit companies to come to the United States of America. You know, they do this in different states where states will run commercials. I've heard them on this radio station before, too. Like North Carolina's done that. Very effective job of that. It'll come to North Carolina. Move your business down here. It's cheaper, cost of living's less, and we're a business-friendly state. A lot of states do that. It's smart. Trump's going to do that with the world. He's going to have a manufacturing ambassador who's going to go out to countries around the world and say, hey, come here. Come to America. It's going to be great. We'll only charge you a 15% corporate tax rate if you manufacture in America. See, that's the way to do it. You do it with that incentive, because it's expensive to manufacture in America, which is why companies left and wound up having everything made in China. Because with all of the requirements around human capital, it's cheaper to outsource that stuff. But a 15% corporate tax rate does a big job of offsetting that. And that's why I think it's a great incentive. The other part, too, that Trump talked about today was what Kamala Harris would do if she is president, which is to tax unrealized capital gains, which is an absolute communist thing. It's a taking of your property. It's actually a taking of your property that you haven't even earned yet. You haven't even earned it yet. And she's going to take it. She's going to steal it. It's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. There's a clip of Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank going on and saying that if Kamala Harris gets elected president and puts in her corporate tax rate and puts in unrealized capital gains, you will see companies go to Ireland. They'll leave the United States of America. So contrast that with Trump, where he's saying we're going to send somebody around the world to bring them to America, to bring jobs to America, manufacturing jobs to America. And we're going to give a 15% tax rate to companies that build here versus Kamala Harris's policies, which are going to drive companies overseas. The contrast is very clear. But if I'm a working guy, I'm a working gal, it's music to my ears. Trump even made a joke. He said, they're going to have so many jobs here, you're not going to know which job to choose. He's going to say, honey, which job should I take? There's going to be so many job opportunities here in America. That's music to their ears. These communities that have been decimated by companies outsourcing their jobs, manufacturing plants leaving the United States of America, and also the war on energy. Don't forget that, too, what the war on energy has done to decimate towns in America, small towns. I was watching this clip of John Fetterman the other day, Fetterperson. He was going on saying how there's a lot of anger out there in Pennsylvania. You know, there's a lot of anger among Pennsylvania workers, particularly rural workers. They've seen the war on energy. They've seen it devastate their communities. They've seen it devastate themselves personally, and they're angry. And Trump appeals to them. I think Fetterman deep down inside knows Trump's going to win. I do. I think he knows that. I think he knows Trump's going to win. I mean, yeah, he's got a campaign with Harris and blah, blah, blah. But he knows Trump's going to win. Think about it. The policies that John Fetterman, use him as a bellwether for how freaking nuts the Democrat Party is. The fact that last week, both me and Dom Giordano were on stage together at the greater ZOA organization, Zionist Organization of America, Philadelphia chapter, accepting an award together, and John Fetterman is also getting an award that night. He had two of the most prominent conservative talk show hosts in the country, me and Dom, and then Fetterman getting an award from the same organization, pro-Israel organization. What does that tell you about the state of the Democrat Party today? That his courage in stepping out from amongst his crazy peers to defend the rights of Israel. And even he made a comment about the pagers blowing up the Hamas terrorists. And he said, if anything, I love it. I think it's great. But it shows you how freaking nuts the Democrat Party is. And Fetterman coming out and being strong on immigration. He is reflective of his constituents. He's like a mirror to what they're telling him. And he knows, especially coming from that part of Pennsylvania, that Pittsburgh part of the state. He knows, he's heard those guys. The steel jobs, the coal jobs, the fracking jobs. The agriculture jobs, farmers losing their farms. He's seen it. He's heard it. He understands the anger that's out there. He gets it. He does. Trump appeals to a populist base of working class people that at one point used to represent the coalition for the Democrat Party, and they're not the coalition for the Democrat Party anymore. And that's a big problem for them. They're hemorrhaging Hispanic voters. They're hemorrhaging black voters, and they're hemorrhaging working voters. Kamala Harris can't win. Unless she can somehow, in some way, shape, or form, she can pull some of these people back. But how does she do it? This big economic plan she's going to roll out? Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank goes on and says, I want to understand her plan. He says, she talks about price gouging. What is that going to look like? Because it's never worked anywhere around the world. We tried that in the 70s. It didn't work. Every country that's tried it has failed miserably. She's gonna do a high corporate tax rate, which is going to lead companies to leave America and go to places like Ireland, which happened before. Ireland had something. I remember back in, I guess it was, 2013 or so, we did our first Zioli Show road trip. Well, it wasn't a road trip. We had to fly there. We went to Ireland. And then it became a road trip because we were on a bus. But I was only on nights back then. We still had a great, great crew. It was so much fun. Saw Ireland. But they kept telling us about the Celtic Tiger, their economic success story. How many American companies left the United States to come to Ireland? And Ireland had this boom, this economic boom. That's what O'Leary's talking about. You're going to see that again if Kamala Harris becomes president. By the way, let's queue up Fox News. Let's pot it up. Not yet. No, I'm sorry. Don't pot it up yet, but get ready to pot it up because the Attorney General Merrick Garland is going to be grilled today on the Trump assassination attempts. This guy is stonewalling the senators, stonewalling Congress. You've heard the frustration. It's bipartisan frustration. Both sides of the aisle are frustrated with the stalling by the FBI, the Department of Justice, and for good reason, for very good reason. Because these guys don't want to get to the truth. And I'm sorry, but there's so much more to this story than meets the eye. I mentioned this yesterday. Why the hell did they cremate the body of Thomas Crooks? How is it that he had all these international encrypted cell phones? How did this guy, Ralph, have six phones in his car? Oh, his son just got busted for like kiddie porn or something like that. We have the news report. We'll play that for you in a little bit. Got a ton of great stuff for you today. A ton of great audio. But I'm telling you, I listen to Trump in Georgia and I think to myself, this is a guy who's having fun. This is a guy who's enjoying himself. He's having a good time. He's having a blast. He likes it out there on the campaign trail. He's enjoying himself. Here, let's take a listen to what O'Leary said, because we have the audio of that. Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary ripping Kamala Harris for her economic plan. And you know the key point about this, too? Is I've been telling you that a lot of what she's been saying, it's all like sugar high stuff. You watched the debate. It was a sugar high. It felt good, but you didn't know why. Or I said after the convention, it was this sugar high, but it doesn't leave you feeling satisfied after a while. And I was right about that analogy, because you look back now on the debate and you think, what did she say exactly? You think back to the convention, you go, I think it felt good. But what did they talk about? You don't remember. There was no substance. That's the problem. It's all a sugar high. Feel good, kumbaya, give everybody everything. And people are smarter than that. They see through that. Take a listen.
Who is it? Who's better for the economy?
I don't know yet, because I don't have any details from Harris. She has been all sugar, no protein. That's it. And it's become a really big sticking point with investors. We've got to remember, we have the largest economy on earth. Over 85% of our jobs are created by the private sector. Business investors like me and leaders have to deal with who's ever in the White House in January. So whoever ends up on the 6th of November is the new mandate. We'll have to deal with them. So we need data. We need policy. And I'm getting a little critical now because I don't have any. So I need answers around taxation. For example, if you tell me that taxes are going to be 28% plus state taxes on corporations' headquarters, I'll have to worry that they move to Ireland again, because we did that to them once and that didn't work out for us very well. See? I really need to understand the idea of price controls. That didn't work in the 70s. It doesn't work anywhere else on earth. And this whole idea of taxing unrealized gains, I mean, that, you got to remember, the number one export of America is the American dream. This is a 200-year-old economy that's based on supporting entrepreneurship. That destroys capital formation. Those ideas are beyond non-starters. They're crazy. And so you have to get more details on that. And I'd like her to sit down with a non-celebrity interviewer, a real reporter that asks her questions and follow-on questions. This kumbaya stuff with, you know, pictures of kids and everything, it's great, and I get it, and I'm not criticizing her for it because it's working for her in the polls. Mm-mm. But now we need details.
No. It's actually not working for her in the polls. The polls are nonsense. Listen, Trump is doing way better than the polls are reflecting. Way better. Way better. It's not working for Kamala Harris. It's not. It's just not. The kumbaya thing, it's so old at this point. And that sit down interview with Oprah, or as Dana Perino called it in her podcast, the what'd she say? She said it was a celebrity meetup or something. I forget the exact term she used. Go listen to the podcast. You'll hear it. But she did do an interview with the guy from 6ABC. And what did they wind up doing? They edited her answer so she sounded less idiotic, not more intelligent, because that's impossible to do. But they made her sound less idiotic. They edited it, and then they didn't tell everybody they edited it. This is a little game they pulled at 6ABC. They said, for the full interview, go to 6abc.com. But they didn't really tell you that they edited it. They kind of pretended like, hey, this is the real deal. But it wasn't the real deal. She can't do a real interview. This whole strategy of hers from now until November, what are we, 40 days away or whatever it is, it's going to be just saturate the airwaves, bombard the airwaves. Every time you're watching a Phillies game, every time you're watching an Eagles game, it's just going to be commercial after commercial after commercial. Now, the tune-out factor is a very real thing, which is that after a while, you just go, I can't take this anymore. I want to beat my head up against a wall if I have to hear this anymore. Or you just mute it. Or in some cases, you just skip right through it if you can. But she's not going to do any real interviews. And she's not, and she can't do a debate. Trump's not going to debate her. So it's not going to, she did not close at that debate. That's the key thing. Something else, too. If you think about the selection of J.D. Vance as vice president, and you think about Hillbilly Elegy, and the point of that book, the point of that movie, which is this area of the country was decimated by the exporting of manufacturing and the war on energy. You know, it's a great movie. The great show to watch as well is Dope Sick. So Dope Sick, which is based on a book, Michael Keaton, it's all about the opioid epidemic. There's been a few different books about the opioid epidemic in this country. But one of the things I liked about Dope Sick a lot was that they preyed on these poor communities where people worked in blue collar jobs for a living. But then as time went on, a lot of those jobs went away. There was a lot of depression in the community, economic and mental depression. And the opioids became their drug because it made them feel good. It went from helping them with pain to giving them the high because their lives were miserable, because their communities were decimated and there was nothing left. And I think that there's a there in terms of saying to these communities, we're going to bring back the jobs, we're going to bring back the manufacturing. And look, presidents say that, candidates say that. How do you do it? Well, you do it by saying, we're going to give you a 15% corporate tax cut, 15% corporate tax rate if you build in America, if you manufacture. And then we're going to slap tariffs on the companies that send their products to America. And look, I know that there are free market people that think that that's outrageous because they think it's going to hurt America exporting products. But Trump is confident this is going to work, and it's music to the ears of the working people. The working men, the working women, they love it. They love it. And that's the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. He's got two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. He's my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. And Joe Biden stumbling and stammering today at the United Nations at the, so bad as he babbles around. I don't know who's running this country right now. It scares the hell out of me. It really does. It scares the hell out of me to think it might be Joe Biden. Honestly, I sit there and I go, how can it possibly be this guy? He goes up there, he's like, this is Vietnam, the war on terror, and blah, blah, blah. He mumbles, and I'm thinking, and then he, at the cabinet meeting, turns it over to Jill. He's pulling a total Woodrow Wilson, turn it over to Edith Wilson. It's bad. It's a bad look for America. It really is. But I wonder, does Kamala Harris become the 47th president? Does he step down? Does he give her the presidency? Does that help or hurt? My opinion is it helps her. And I wouldn't be surprised if they try to do that. Just to try to get past the idea of saying, I can't picture her as president. There's going to be something. They will do something. Mark my words on this. Remember, I told you I've got my Zioli sense on this stuff. Something is coming. There is an October surprise coming. I don't mean in the sense of something we don't know. I don't think there's some other Access Hollywood style tape out there or something like that. I'm not talking about that. Could be another assassination attempt. But I think there's something else that they are going to play that is going to happen very soon, that is going to try to give her the upper hand. Because they cannot allow Trump back in office. They simply can't. They can't do it. They can't. They cannot allow him to do it. Zelensky's in Pennsylvania yesterday, and the governor of Pennsylvania signing bombs, signing missiles next to Zelensky. The money that's attached to this, they can't let this guy back in the White House. They're going to try to do everything they possibly can. So something's coming. Something's coming. They got something up their sleeve. More on that. Trump's rally in Georgia today. We got a lot of great guests coming up. Scott Pressler's going to be here. We're just fired up today on all cylinders. We're going to talk to Jesse Jane Duff. I'm excited. David Urban, who was with Trump yesterday on Trump Force One out in Western PA, as Trump traveled over 100 miles campaigning in southwestern Pennsylvania yesterday. We got so much to chat about today. Don't go away. We're streaming live on YouTube, by the way.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I should let you know, Justin is taking requests.
This was
on
not
the YouTube
a request.
Chat.
This was a personal choice to start us off.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, here's the deal. If you're watching us on YouTube, we're going to be streaming the show every day now, live on YouTube. So you got the Zioli Army background now. This is pretty cool, right, for the home studio? Sweet. I'm on kid duty today. So you can make musical requests. And Justin will accommodate you to the best of his ability. You cannot request Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi, or James Taylor. And the music can't be terrible. But otherwise, we want to work with you. We want to be there for you. We want to help you. Now, most importantly, as we begin the 3:30 portion of the show, and our first guest is not till 4 o'clock, so I have a little bit of time here. I got some great Trump audio for you. Garland is speaking right now. Can we jump in here? I want to hear what the attorney general saying about the attempted Trump shooting.
Additional charges will soon be filed. All of our top priority should be ensuring that accountability occurs in this case and that those who run for office and their families are safe and protected.
Will you cooperate with Florida officials that want to do their own investigation?
Our job is to ensure full accountability here. We always seek to cooperate and to get assistance from state and local law enforcement to the extent consistent with with the law and appropriate with respect to the investigations.
Stefania?
Hi there. Hi.
Sorry.
I had a couple of questions. You mentioned that a significant part of the annual $7 billion network fees that Visa receives actually stem from illegal conduct. Could you give us a clearer idea, even ballpark, of how big that portion actually is? And then I have a quick second question on remedies.
Well, I'll try the second one because the first one I'm going to have to go back to Doha for.
All right, I think they're jumping out of this. So thank you, Justin. So he was grilled on the Attorney General assassination. Grilled on the Trump assassination attempts and saying that this can't happen. They're still hiding things. They're still not giving us all the answers. They're still not giving a lot of things. And what he basically said was it was a heinous act. They're going to bring they're going to bring the guy to justice. And Pam Bondi's on right now. And I think what she said is that when they released this guy's manifesto yesterday, saying that he wanted to pay $150,000 to anybody who would kill Trump. A lot of people interpreted that as go for it. Like, go for it. Somebody out there has the money. Because Ralph didn't have the money. So somebody has $150,000 waiting for you if you kill Trump. By putting out that manifesto, by releasing. And remember, that's the Justice Department's decision to do so. They put that out. That this guy, Ralph, said he would pay someone $150,000. It's not his money. Now, look. Maybe he's a whack job and that's a fantasy and he doesn't really, there's no money involved here. But history tells us that very often assassinations have deep money connections. I've mentioned to you John Wilkes Booth, the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Booth and the money trail was Wall Street, Canada. I mean, it was an extensive money trail. If there is a coordinated attempt on Donald Trump's life, if there really is powerful people out there that want to take this guy out, mainly because he wants to stop the war in Ukraine, for example, then if that's other people behind that, are they going to get the $150,000 because the other people behind it are going to pay for it? Now, this guy, wait, you're telling me he has an $800,000 home in Hawaii, Matt DeSantis, according to the Ralph does?
Yeah.
I thought he was
broke.
I'll send
you the article right now. Evidently, he's not house poor.
But he's cash poor.
Yeah.
So where does he get the $150,000 from, you think?
I mean, if you have an $800,000 home and you sell it, you've got plenty of cash on hand, I would imagine.
Yeah, I feel like that real estate transaction is awkward, though, when you explain what you're going to do with the proceeds and say you're going to pay someone who just killed. I think that's an awkward real estate transaction. You know what I mean? Oh, Garland's saying he can't comment, by the way. There's a lot of things he can't comment, but he said we're going to turn over every single rock we can. Is this live now? Can we jump back in here? There's still going on here with Merrick Garland, I believe. Let's jump back in here.
And so I can't comment any further. All I can say is this is ongoing, and we're going to turn over every single rock we can.
Last question, Evan.
Quick on topic question. We saw in the previous complaint with regard to Apple, there was some questions about the Apple Pay and the development of Apple Pay. I'm wondering whether, with regard to its...
Would you people just stick to the assassination attempt and not go back to freaking Apple and Visa? All right, thank. Sorry, you can jump out. This is frustrating. The press corps keeps asking about the Apple Visa case, which is something. But I want to hear him. He's not saying anything on the assassination attempt, basically. He's saying the usual blah, blah, blah nonsense about how we're going to leave no stone unturned and, blah, blah. And you're getting nothing out of this. You're getting nothing out of this. The son of the suspected would-be Trump assassin has been arrested on child porn charges. That's right. Oren Alexander Rao, 35, has been arrested on federal child pornography charges. Authorities seized multiple electronic devices from his home in Greensboro, North Carolina on Saturday. They say contain hundreds of files with child exploitation material. The illicit material was discovered during a search conducted in connection with an investigation unrelated to child exploitation. He's been charged with child pornography and possession of child pornography. So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, including how nuts he is. Now, Ralph's confession letter does truly show how Democrats have stirred up violence against Donald Trump. And this is something that I think is very, very critical, because when I told you that calling Donald Trump Hitler and a threat to democracy and a danger to democracy and he's unfit to serve and all these other things, that's literally what he was writing in his letter. And he believed he had to save democracy. Because all these people kept telling him that. This guy went to Ukraine thinking he had to save democracy by, even though Ukraine's not a democracy, Zelensky's a dictator, but we've been told Ukraine's a democracy. This guy goes to Ukraine to try to fight Russia, to save Ukraine, to save democracy. Comes back to America, and he writes this letter, and he's heard over and over again people like Joe Biden say, he's unfit to serve, he's Hitler, he's a threat to democracy. And this guy, in his letter, says all those things about Donald Trump. He says all these things about Donald Trump. The chilling note, Trump is unfit to be anything, is what he said. And he addressed to the world the fact that Donald Trump is unfit. How many times have you heard Joe Biden say Donald Trump is unfit for office? How many times have you heard the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, say Donald Trump is unfit to serve? How many times have you heard these people say those things? And he was taken into custody, and this came out. But then what... Also, which I think is very, very relevant in all this, is the fact that Ryan Routh was offering up this money to somebody. Now, if there is a coordinated effort, if there is a plot out there, and the first plot failed and the second plot failed, and whoever these people are going to try a third time, and this nutbag who does it is not going to get the $150,000 because they're going to be dead. But they don't know that. Or maybe they don't care because maybe they want to be infamous. Whatever. This is why they never should have cremated the body of Thomas Crooks, and they should have done a toxicology report. Because there are ways to influence people with drugs. Maybe he didn't need any influence. Maybe he was really, truly acting alone. I just don't believe it, given the fact that he had international encrypted phones. And he's a ghost on social media. He's just a ghost. It's like the guy doesn't exist. But let's assume there's a plot. Let's assume there are big money people here who want to see Trump taken out. They know he's going to end the war in Ukraine. That's going to hit their bottom line. Now, this guy, Ralph, puts in his letter $150,000 to anybody who kills Trump. So somebody hears that and then thinks, all right, I want to go for that. And I'm going to devise a plan where I can escape. And somehow that money will come to me, will be funneled to me, because these people are crazy. I mean, they're not rational people. If they were using rational actors, we probably would have had a much different outcome in Butler. And it would have been fatal. I mean, if you were using highly trained, not crazy people, they probably would not have missed. And they probably would have been able to escape. But I don't think they wanted to risk anyone getting caught. So they wanted a guy who was up there, who was a ghost, who wasn't military, who wasn't a former SEAL or anything like that. They didn't want any dots to be connected. And they knew he'd get his head blown off by the Secret Service counter snipers. They just hoped it would happen after the shot. Body gets cremated. Guy's gone. There's no trail, no connection to anybody. Boom. This Ralph guy is still alive. For how long? I wonder, is he going to be under really serious watch in jail? Is he going to pull a Jeffrey Epstein? I'm serious about that. I worry about that. This guy is alive. They got him, and he's been taken into custody. There's a lot of questions around him. Maybe he self-financed the whole thing. Maybe he got a big second mortgage off of his home. Possible. Maybe not. There's another video of him begging for $5 for a bulletproof vest in Ukraine. All I'm saying is they better make sure he doesn't Jeffrey Epstein himself in prison. What I mean by that is not kill himself in prison, but be killed in prison. You know what I mean? They got to make sure of that, that he's not Jeffrey Epstein in prison, which is to not kill himself, but to be killed in prison. And when you've got Senator Richard Blumenthal coming out frustrated by what he's... In fact, Matt, do we have that clip of Blumenthal? I know we had it the other day. I don't think we ever got a chance to play it. Do you have Blumenthal on his frustration?
Give me a minute, I can find it.
Yeah, and he's frustrated by this. I talked yesterday to Congressman Dan Muser from Pennsylvania. He's frustrated by the lack of accountability. Congressman Mike Kelly from Pennsylvania, who's the chairman of the assassination subcommittee. He's frustrated by the lack of transparency. They don't know what's going on. They don't have all the information. How is it we still don't have all these answers? And I'm telling you, you cannot rule out that there is a mole inside the United States government. You can't. Other countries have done this. We've done this. The United States has done this. We put moles in foreign governments. I told you that story the other day that I read about these Russians who lived in America and their kids went to American schools and they find out their parents were Russian spies. You know, as they become adults, like, oh my God. I mean, this whole time I was living here, my parents were living a lie. You know, they were Jane and Jack Smith, but they were actually, you know, Boris and Natasha the whole time. Governments do this. But also, too, there are powerful forces that employ very strategic paramilitary people to run their to work for them in their corporations. They provide executive protection for their CEOs. Like, for example, I have a friend who's traveling to Brazil soon. And I said to her, I said, I hope you have a bodyguard. I hope your company's sending bodyguards with you. Companies hire very skilled people all the time. Former military guys, former Secret Service guys, former cops, travel with their CEOs, travel with their executives. I also, you know, there's always the whistleblower of a company like Boeing who dies a...
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coincidental yet tragic untimed death, or several whistleblowers who do, and you go, man, boy, that's just, what a coinkydink, huh? What a coinkydink. Guy's a whistleblower and he just happens to die. Like, how does that, you know, bad luck. Here's Connecticut Senator Democrat Richard Blumenthal. Take a listen.
I am reaching the point of total outrage because the response from the Department of Homeland Security has been totally lacking. In fact, I think it's tantamount to stonewalling in many respects. If necessary, I'll certainly support a subpoena.
He is frustrated at this point. He is absolutely frustrated at this point. And how many times, count how many times Joe Biden has said Donald Trump is unfit to serve. He's unfit to serve. And literally, that's what Routh wrote in his letter. He's unfit to serve. Literally taking the language from the president of the United States, Joe Biden, and using it in his assassination letter, in his confession letter. So when I tell you that there are people out there who listen to what these politicians say, and I don't have a problem with heated political rhetoric. I don't have a problem with it at all. Problem is, guys like this think they're on the side of right. You know, they're fighting to save democracy. They're fighting to stop Hitler. They're fighting to stop Mussolini. This is their moment to stop the next dictator who's going to dominate the world. And they're going to take him out. That's what these people think. It's crazy. All right, listen, I told you Dr. Mike Venneri is my friend and my dentist. Patrick went there yesterday for his checkup. No cavities. No cavities. Isn't that great? And Dr. Mike's a great guy. And so Bridget told me a funny story. Reagan went along for the appointment, and Reagan is pulling on his doctor's jacket, you know, whatever they call it. And she's going, Dr. Mike, Dr. Mike. She's 4 years old. Dr. Mike, Dr. Mike, can I have a lollipop? Can I have a lollipop? As Dr. Mike's trying to talk, you know? He's a great guy. He's a great dentist. He's our family dentist, and he's the master of dental implants. Do you know that, I mean, you know the holidays are coming, right? Do you need a new smile? Do you need an implant? Dental implants are complicated stuff, and for 12 years in a row, Dr. Mike Venneria has been recognized as a top dentist in New Jersey among his peers. For a reason, he's just that good. So what are you waiting for? Go see him today. Dr. Mike is a great guy with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge. And he'll give you the smile of your dreams, a free implant consultation. That's right. Or schedule your appointment today. When's the last time you had a checkup? Your dental health is incredibly important, so please don't neglect it. And if you live in Pennsylvania and you're thinking, why would I cross the bridge to go to Jersey for a dentist? You should do it because he's the absolute best. The best of the best when it comes to giving you a smile. And implant dentistry is his thing. So please, reach out to him today by going to VenneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenneriaDental.com. My buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Venneria, VenneriaDental.com.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. We got Jessie Jane Duff joining us at 4 o'clock, and she's a badass. I want to play a clip for you of Trump down in Georgia talking about what he'll do in the economy. It's a little bit long, but I think it's a great contrast between Harris and him. I'm going to talk over it a little bit. The issue of jobs and American manufacturing, this is 16 all over again. So I retweeted David Urban. David Urban's going to be on the show later today. I just retweeted a tweet that Urban sent out earlier today. He said, I had the good fortune to travel with Trump all day yesterday in Pennsylvania. As a veteran of the 16 and 20 Trump campaigns, I can tell you firsthand that 24 is even stronger. Real Donald Trump is going to win Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is Trump country. That momentum, that feeling, you can hear it. I think Trump feels it. I know he's having a good time. You can tell that he's enjoying himself. He's having a lot of fun on the campaign trail, which is great. So as he's in Georgia, he's hitting the key issues that have to be hit, which is manufacturing and jobs. Manufacturing and jobs. And contrasting that with Kamala Harris. You want to talk policies? I had some people, some friends the other day, like, can you tell him to shut up and just focus on policy? I can't tell Trump to do anything. Nobody can. He's going to do whatever he wants. But if you want policy, this is a great clip for you because it's all policy and it's a great contrast. And it really shows you how he can bring American jobs back to the United States, what he's going to do, and the contrast that with Kamala Harris. So take a listen.
She is offering to companies to entice them to keep jobs in America instead of shipping jobs overseas. First, she wants to listen to this. She's called the tax queen. They love her in other countries because she forces everybody out of our country into their hands. The tax queen is demanding a 33% tax hike on all domestic production. Now, you know, you can hate companies and all that, but they fuel growth and they fuel jobs. They fuel everything. You tell these companies, they don't care. They just assume be in Europe. They just assume they don't care. They want to go best price, it's called, best deal. And they're going to leave our country in droves if she does that. It's nice to say you're going to pay 33% more. And one day you'll read, oh, gee, so-and-so, they just signed with China. They just signed with Germany. They just signed with Great Britain is dying to have. They'll give you free tax. Next, she wants the largest capital gains tax in the history of our country. We've never had a tax. And then she's telling people, build your place here, but we're going to have a brand new wealth confiscation tax. So if you make money, you're going to pay us a lot. But more importantly, it's called an unrealized capital gain. You know what that is? That means that you're going to pay a capital gain even if you haven't realized it, even if you haven't sold. So a lot of people are rich, but they don't have cash. Now they're going to have to get cash because if their thing goes up in value, they have to pay a massive tax. You're going to have deterioration. You're going to have a depression. If that happens, you have a 1929-style depression. This woman is grossly incompetent. Grossly incompetent.
All right, now he's going to contrast with his ideas.
If a company succeeds, you have to sell it to give her half the value. Half the value is going to be owned by the government. So if it's successful, you'll have to sell it because you don't have the cash. It's a huge success. You're going to make a lot of money in the future. We don't care about the future. Sell your company now, and bad things happen. And it did. Nobody's, by the way, nobody's tried it. It's a communist kind of thing. You know that? You could say it's a Marxist thing if you like, but communist you understand better. In addition, Kamala is shutting down power plants nationwide, causing electricity prices to soar more than 100%, going up 100%. They will soon be totally out of control. They already are, and businesses will flee. They're going to flee our country. If they can't get energy, they're going to flee our country, and they're going to flee fast. And yet we have more energy under our feet than any other country. I call it liquid gold. Liquid gold. We have more than Saudi Arabia. We have more liquid gold than Russia. And yet we're buying oil from Venezuela. Why? And it's not really oil, it's tar. You have to melt it. And you know where they melt it? Talk about the environment. There's only one plant in the world that can take care of it because it's really not good. It's the worst. Only one. You know where it's located? Houston, Texas. So in Houston, Texas, they clean this stuff up. And you know where the stuff goes? Right up there. So if you're a big believer in the environment, this is not good. But we have the best oil on earth, and we have the most oil. Clean, beautiful stuff. And we have the most. And we're going to use it. As I say, drill, baby, drill. That's what we're going to be doing. Drill, baby, drill. And very importantly, she will close down all fracking and all fossil fuel development, which will bring our country into third world status. She's going to close down all fossil fuels.
Yeah, and then you give companies a 15% corporate tax rate to do American manufacturing. You make energy the centerpiece for America. You do these things and the jobs, the manufacturing, and it goes. And, you know, there's this side-by-side contrast of Kamala Harris and Donald Trump talking about the economy. And in the one clip, she goes on about how I was raised a middle-class kid, you know, and you have the right to rightly want the right to turn right on red, you know, that. And then Trump goes, it's easy. We're going to have energy. We're going to robust energy. Energy is going to bring down inflation, and we're going to cut spending, and we're going to bring manufacturing jobs back. And you know, this, the contrast between these two candidates cannot be more different. I believe contrast wins, and this they're doing a great job. The Trump campaign is doing a great job of contrasting Kamala Harris's economic vision with his. You listen to her commercials. And it's Hillary Clinton all over again. It's nonsense. It's 2025. 2025 in this fear-mongering, scare-factoring. I'm sorry, but I think this 2025 thing is a losing issue. I don't think anybody knows what the hell it is. I can't believe they're investing so much time attacking him on this. I don't think anyone understands it. I don't think anyone knows what the hell they're talking about. I keep hearing the commercials, Donald Trump and Project 2025 is going to. I think people are like, what is that? What are they talking about? If you have to explain it, it's not an effective campaign attack, in my opinion. But they keep harping on it. All right, we got a big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away. We're just getting warmed up. We're streaming live on YouTube. Join the fun. Join the chat. And don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.